Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A prayer to have faith, God will provide. But you would be fed with the finest of wheat, with honey from the rock, I would satisfy you. Psalm 81:16, NIV. I was introduced to a new praise song at a conference. The chorus was catchy, the lyrics easy to remember, and I sang the music as I went about my day. My daughter asked, "What does honey in the rock mean?" I let out a little laugh and admitted, "I don't know." Has that ever happened to you? You find yourself singing the words to a song repeatedly, but don't take time to think about what they mean? I've been humming this song for the past week, offering it as praise to our Heavenly Father, but neglecting to understand its meaning. Grateful for the gift of Google, I typed in the lyrics and found Psalm 81:16. But you would be fed with the finest of wheat, with honey from the rock, I would satisfy you. Asaph, a worship leader during King David's reign, wrote Psalm 81. God was reminding the Israelites that one of the blessings of their obedience was that he would subdue their enemies, Psalm 81:16, and would provide for his people at times in the most unlikely of ways. When I think of places to find honey, a rock is not one of them. But just as God provided a sacrificial ram for Abraham, Genesis 22:1-19, sent manna to the Israelites in the desert, Exodus 16, and fed thousands with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, John 6:1-14, God still provides for his people today. He doesn't just meagerly meet our needs, he often provides in unexpected and miraculous ways. God tells the Israelites that he will satisfy them, not with just anything, but with sweet honey. No matter what we are experiencing, we can have faith that the Lord is good. He longs to care for and provide for his children, genuinely fulfilling our needs. God tells the Israelites that he will satisfy them, not with just anything, but with sweet honey. Often, when I struggle to see God moving or answering my prayers, I wondered if he cared about me. I wonder if you've ever felt that way. The Lord wants to meet our needs and longs to have a personal relationship with us, satisfying our souls with the sweetness of an eternal relationship with Jesus Christ. As we go about our day, let us glorify and offer gratitude to our God. He always has a plan and is eager to provide for his children. He is a God who provides miraculously. Sing with me. He gives honey from the rock. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being our ultimate provider. Thank you for all the ways you've blessed me. Ways I have failed to acknowledge where your divine providence in my life. Let me walk in faith when I struggle to see you working, question your goodness, or doubt your presence. Let my faith drive me to gratitude, remembering you always work things for our good and your glory. Lord, help me be obedient and keep my mind focused on your will, leading a life of complete surrender. Guide me as I go about my day, not overlooking all the ways you work in my life and the lives of others. Help me not to limit you and never underestimate your power and purpose. Let me rest in the knowledge that your ways are not mine. Your thoughts are not mine. Lord, thank you for knowing what we need, for providing at just the right time, and for the many ways you care for us physically and spiritually. I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.